Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Doggy's Llama, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Storm. This is Llama and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Grandpappy Spears carried out his intention to go to Toledo, Ohio yesterday when he slipped out of town before anyone could stop him. Ever since he lost his memory and decided that Toledo was his hometown, he's been planning to go back there to look up friends and relatives, and now he's on his way, destined to learn a few cold, hard facts. As we look in on the little community day, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store and library. Lum is talking on the telephone. Listen.
Well, now, don't you worry, Aunt Charity. We'll have Grandpap back here in no time at all. Oh, sure. Nothing like that's going to happen to him. He's old enough to take care of himself. Well, now, you try to get some rest, and we'll let you know as soon as we find out anything. Yes, ma'am. All right, Aunt Charity. Oh, not at all. Goodbye.
Yeah, poor old Aunt Charity. She sure is broke up about Grandpap running off to Toledo, ain't she?
Yeah. She's feared he'll get himself run over or something.
Yeah.
Just sitting over there studying up all the terrible things that can happen to him.
She is,
huh? Yeah. She'd love to work herself up into a nervous breakdown.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe you ought to have Elizabeth run over there and sit with her a spell, Abner. Try to get her mind off everything.
Yeah, well, Elizabeth's already aiming to do that, Lum. Told me she's going over there.
Oh, well, good.
She had a couple of chores to do first there at the place. Patch of ground to plow up for spring planting. A couple little things like that.
Well, that won't take her long to do that planting.
Oh, no. The way she plows, she'll be over there before you know it, hardly.
Yeah, you still got that young span of mules?
Yeah. She's going to make old ones out of them, though. She ain't careful the way she plows. Keeps them in a dead gallop half the time.
I know it. I seen her a couple of months back when she's breaking the ground. Oh, swan to goodness, had them in a dead run.
Why, yes, she does. Goes down off of that hill just like a jackrabbit.
She ever hangs that plow on a root, she's going to go clean over the heads of them mules.
Well, she throwed herself out of the field twice last year doing the same thing. I'm going to hitch her up to a plow someday and plow all day long with her just so she'll respect them mules.
Wait a minute.
Ain't right.
I believe that was our ring again.
Uh-oh. I don't know. I wasn't paying no attention.
Hello. Jot 'em down, store and library.
At her seat, I feel.
Oh, yeah, Dick.
Run away.
You did, huh?
Plow hitched on to you.
Well, good. Good. That ought to find him. Yeah, that's a good idea. Well, much obliged, Dick. Goodbye.
Dick Huddleston?
Yeah, he warned the Toledo police. Told them to keep an eye out for Grandpap and send him back here.
Well, how can they find him? They don't know Grandpap long.
No, but Dick gave him a description of him. Told him that he had amnesia and all that. Told him to keep on the lookout for a fellow with a blank look in his face.
They're liable to send Cedric Weehunt back. Cedric ain't going, is he? No, that's right. No,
they'll find him right away. I know they will.
Doggies, I hope so. I believe I might not as worried about this as Aunt Charity is, you know what?
Well, to be right honest, I'm pretty worried myself. But there ain't much more we can do now, except just wait till we hear from him, or from the Toledo police.
I believe that was our ring again, Mom.
That thing's been ringing itself off the wall.
Yeah, off a bit.
Hello, jot 'em down, store and library. Lum Edwards talking.
Might be Liz.
Oh, how are you, Professor?
No, I don't have to.
Oh, just tolerably. What's on your mind?
Ain't got no phone out in the field.
There, huh? About how many? Oh. Honey, that's right, ain't it? Well, I'll do something about it right away, Professor.
Oh.
Yeah, glad you brung it up. All right, sir. Goodbye.
What's the matter, Lum? Professor Sloan having trouble over at the schoolhouse?
Yeah, a little. It's like everything always happens at once.
Huh.
Never rains but what it pours.
Yeah, look. Rains? It ain't raining, Lum.
Who said it was?
Just look outside there. The sun is shining bright as anything. Doggone, maybe you need some glasses.
No, I don't need no glasses.
Well, it ain't raining, I can tell you that right now.
I know it ain't. All I said was it never rains but what it pours. That's just a old lettered saying.
Oh.
Means that when you get troubles, they always come in a bunch, like bananas.
Yeah, well, that's right, I reckon. First, Grandpap leaves town, and Professor Sloan has some troubles, and now you need glasses.
Abner, I don't need no glasses.
Well, Lom, if you'll just step outside, you can see for yourself there ain't a drop of rain falling. Not a single solitary drip.
Damn.
No, sir.
All right, I'll take your word for it, then.
All right.
Never would have known it if it hadn't been for you telling.
Well, that's all right. I'm proud to help you. Now, if you want me to lead you around any place, just say so, Lom.
Well, that's thoughty of you, but I'll try to struggle along by myself somewhere.
Yeah, well, all right, but now, if you need me, I'll be right here. Right over here, Lom. Maybe you can't see me. I'm sitting right here across.
That's fine. Well, much obliged.
Oh, not at all. Not at all.
Now, let's drop the subject.
Yeah. I know just how you feel, and we just won't talk about it no more.
That suits me fine.
Let's talk about, Professor Sloan. What's bothering him, Mom?
Well, he says there's quite a few of the scholars that ought to have their teeth looked after, and nothing's being done for them.
Well, why don't they go to the dentist? Doc Fisher will take care of them good.
Doc Fisher ain't here no more.
Huh?
He got drafted into the Army about a month ago.
Doggy, that's right. I forgot about that, yes.
He's busy keeping the soldiers' teeth in good condition.
Is that what he's doing?
Oh, yeah.
Well, a soldier ain't supposed to bite them Japanese men, brother.
No, of course not.
Well, I never thought so. Guns are better than teeth for such work as that long.
You know, now that I think about it, Abner, this is a serious situation, not only for the young'uns at school, but for us grown-up adults, too.
Huh?
Do you realize that if a feller got a toothache in the middle of the night, there ain't nobody in town that could help him? He'd have to go clean to the county seat.
Doggies, he would, wouldn't he?
Huh. And I don't think anybody's hardly got enough gas coupons to get him there.
No, and he wouldn't want to wear out his number 17 coupons walking all the way in there, neither.
Of course not. Well, it's a serious situation, all right. Yeah. Something's got to be did right away.
What can we do? You reckon we ought to call a meeting of the school board, Lon?
No, that takes too long. I'll do something more direct.
Direct?
Yeah, I'll cut out all that red tape and save some time.
Why, sure, that's red tape.
Yeah.
What red tape?
Oh, you know, all the stuff that you get tangled up in. Stuff that takes a lot of time.
Bicycle tape?
No.
Well, you can get tangled up in that, but it ain't red, Lom. You mean that adhesive tape?
Of course not.
Well, that ain't red neither. Are you sure that was red tape?
Well, sure, I know what I'm talking about.
Well, bicycle tape is black and that adhesive tape is white.
I know what color they are.
Mom, I promised I wouldn't bring up this subject again, but now you better go have Doc Miller look at your eyes.
Abner, my eyes are perfect good. Anything in the world wrong with them.
All right, have it your own way. But if everything looked hazy to me like it was raining, then I found out I was colorblind on top of that.
Now,
I'd
listen
go to...
here, Abner.
I never said nothing. Just forget it. Let it go. Let it go. Bring it up. Now, tell me what you're going to do about this here dentist situation, Mom.
Well, I don't know for sure, but we've got to get a dentist here in Pine Ridge some way. I know that.
Yeah, we ought to have one.
Maybe we could write to some of the dentists at the county seat and see if they wouldn't like to locate you.
Just move here?
Yeah, we could guarantee them a lot of business, no competition.
Yeah, they'd be the only one in town.
I believe that's the thing to do. Get some paper and I'll dictate a letter right now.
Yeah, I'll write it. I can see for it.
Yeah. Get some carbon paper, too. We'll want to make several copies.
All right.
We send one to every dentist in there. Make it a sort of a circular letter.
Yeah, that's a good... Circular letter?
Yeah.
Well, Lom, we can't send no circular letters. We ain't got no round envelopes to put them in.
Round envelopes?
Why, no. Looky here.
You don't need round envelopes for a circular letter, silly.
Well, it ain't going to be easy to fold a round letter so it'll go into a square envelope. I can tell you that, Lom.
Oh, for goodness sake. I never said a round letter. I said a circular letter.
Huh?
Any of them pieces of paper you got there are the right shape.
You mean these here with the square edges?
Why, sure.
You call that a circular letter?
Can be, yes.
I'm told you, Lom, here, you better take my glasses or do something. You can't see nothing no more.
Abner, my eyes are all right. Now forget it.
All right, sorry, I rung it up. Go on, start dictating the letter.
Got the carbon in?
Yeah, it's in.
All right, see, we start out. Dear Mr. Dennis.
Dear Mr. Dennis.
Due to circumstances over which we ain't got no Dennis in Pine
Ridge. Just a minute. How do you spell due to?
D-O-T-O.
Oh, sure, it's two words.
Due to circumstances over which we ain't got no Dennis in Pine Ridge now, there's a good opportunity for a new man to
Not too fast. Hold it.
Wait a minute. Let me look at that carbon copy. I want to see if you're doing a good job there.
All right, just a minute. Here you are. Look at it, right there.
Well, I'll swan to goodness.
What's the matter?
Are you sure you put the carbon paper in there?
Why, sure. It's right there. There it is.
Oh, my goodness. Abner, you's right about my eyes.
Huh?
I can't see a blessed thing on this paper.
You can't?
No, sir. I'm going right out and find Doc Miller. You watch the store for a while.
Yeah, sure. I'll look after things long.
Because I feared this would happen someday. Whereabouts is my raincoat?
Huh?
Oh, that's right. It ain't raining outside, is it?
No, you won't need it long. See here now. I never knowed I wrote on both sides of this paper. Well, for the land's sake, the writing on the back side all looks backwards to me. All right, doggy. Hey, Lom! Lom, wait a minute. Wait for me, Lom. I gotta have my eyes looked after, too.